Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And with tax filing season in full swing, we got some disheartening news this week about a massive tax scam.
Over 3,000 individuals have been victimized by this scam by paying a total of $15.5 million, or an average of $5,000 per victim. The highest reported loss by one individual was a staggering $500,000.
Wow, that was Timothy Camas, a Treasury Deputy Inspector General. At a Senate Finance Committee hearing yesterday, he said the scam is the largest and most pervasive impersonation scam in the history of the agency. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now with more on this. And Mike, Camas himself even got a fraudulent phone call. Can you walk us through how this scam works?
Yeah, so basically the victim will receive a phone call out of the blue from someone claiming to be an IRS agent, and they'll give a fake name and give a badge number to make themselves sound like an official IRS agent. And then they'll tell the person that they owe back taxes and are criminally liable, and they'll often give all sorts of threats. They'll threaten to arrest them or sue them. Some people, they'll threaten to revoke their driver's license or a business license. Even they've threatened people with deportation if they're immigrants. And what they'll do is basically demand that the person immediately go out and put money on a prepaid debit card and call them back and give them the number off of the card. And then the person can basically just take that number from them and cash in the debit card. And, you know, that's it. They're the scam's over at that point.
And they can actually manipulate caller ID to make it look like they're calling from an IRS phone number. And often they even know the last four digits of your Social Security number. Have there been any arrests?
There have been three arrests so far. One of the woman they arrested told the IRS that she'd used prepaid debit cards to buy about $5,000 in money orders a day, 6 days a week. And in less than a year, she was able to rack up about $900,000. The problem is it's much more widespread than these three arrests. The Treasury has gotten some 366,000 calls complaining about this scam so far. So it's clear it's a very widespread problem, a very common scam technique that a lot of people are trying to pull off.
So what should people do if they get a call like this, or if they even have already given money to these scammers?
The one thing to realize is that this isn't how the IRS operates. As Camas said in his testimony, the IRS won't call to demand immediate payment about taxes. They'll mail you a notice first. They also won't require that you use a specific payment method like a prepaid debit card. And they'll never ask for a credit card or a debit card number over the phone. They won't demand that you pay taxes without giving you a chance to question or appeal the amount you owe. And they won't threaten to bring local police in like this. So, there's a lot of red flags from these calls that are obviously not standard IRS operating procedures.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News with the latest on this huge tax scam that's going on. And we'll link you to more information about it at our website, hereandnow.org. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.